Give me just one moment. Mics are live.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 4 o'clock. This is a special meeting of the Public Service Commission. I am Ann Crosses, joined by Commissioner and Commissioner Randy Crispin. So we have a quorum. I do not have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchak?
No opening comments from me.
Okay. Commissioner Crispin, if you have any opening comments, and followed by that, I will turn it over to you. You have the one agenda item, and it is in your portfolio.
Okay. I do have no opening comments, so I'll move right into a motion. I move the commission adopt the amended order certifying use of Federal Universal Services Support and Public Service Commission USF Youth Certification 47 CFR 54.314 2021 compliance case number PU-20-311.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. So I'm sorry. No, I got ahead of myself. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I know my fellow commissioners remember all these details, but in case we have someone listening that didn't hear it at our last meeting, a brief review, because this is an amended order that amends the order we passed just last week. And the Telecommunications Act of 1996 requires that states that desire the eligible telecommunications carriers doing business there, if we desire them to receive support pursuant to the high cost program, we must file an annual certification stating that all the federal high cost support provided to those carriers within the state was used in the preceding calendar year and that it will be used in the coming calendar year only for the provision, maintenance, and upgrading of facilities and services for which the support is intended. And that certification needs to be in by October 1st of next year, by October 1st of each year. That's why we couldn't wait till the next regular meeting. Going back to August 28th of 2002, the Public Service Commission at that time issued an order indicating that any of our carriers that desire to have PSC certification to the FCC should file an affidavit with us by approximately September 14th of each year, certifying that the federal support they receive is used as required. And affidavits regarding use of federal universal service support were filed this year to us by 40 companies. And our PSC certification is based upon the affidavits filed by the carrier. So now if that all sounds familiar, like I said, because it's an amendment to their previous order, and the only change, if you're looking at the order, is on page 2, there's a footnote below the list of carriers that wasn't there last week. And that footnote is intended to avoid any possible misunderstanding, because about a couple months ago, Apsaraka Cooperative Telephone Company merged with Intercommunity Telephone Company. And so Apsaraka is no longer on that list. But with this footnote, we indicate that they are certified that last year, the money also that went to Apsaraka was used appropriately. In that footnote, you might see a reference to ACAM, and it's not listed anywhere else, but just an explanation. ACAM is an abbreviation for the Alternative Connect America Cost Model. That's an alternative that was established in 2016 by the FCC, and it provides these carriers that voluntarily elected to transition to a new cost model for calculating support in exchange for then they have to meet defined broadband build-out obligations. So very good news, and that it encourages these companies to build out broadband. So just that one correction to make sure that the newly merged Absaraka company, which is a part of BAT Communications, that it's clear to the FCC that they're certified that both last year and in the coming year will use the money appropriately. That concludes my remarks unless there's questions.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved. Would you like to designate someone to sign for you?
Yes, I will designate Esther, please.
Steve, will you sign for me, please?
Yes.
And I will designate John Hamry, please.
Thank you, commissioners.
Okay, I don't believe we have any other items on the agenda. It is a special meeting, so we cannot add any, of course. Any other comments, Commissioner Fedorchak?
No comments, thanks.
Commissioner Christman, anything further?
No, sir, but just thanks everybody for accommodating the special meeting to make sure we got that footnote added.
And thank you for really paying attention to the details and getting it right, something the commission does very well, and you did an excellent job, so public is well served. Since we have no other items on this agenda and no further discussions, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.